This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Carson and Kennedy, Mix 1041. Carson on vacation in a delightful Caribbean place right now. So Dan is here. Kaylee is here. Intern Mac, it's his last day. He's here. And I wanted to tell you guys a funny story. So I was on vacation last week. I went to Jamaica. I stayed at one of those, you know, all-inclusive-y type places. I went to Sandals, shout out.
Love it.
South Coast is where I went, and it was lovely. And one of the things that just happens to be on this particular resort were cats. There were cats everywhere.
I love
just stray cats running
That's
around.
That's my dream.
Yes, but not like straggly cats that are, you know,
like
fighting to survive. These are cats that are soft and not too skinny and are eating off room service plates that are left outside your door every day.
I want to be a cat.
So
on the beach in Jamaica is not a bad place to be a stray cat.
Listen, I think all of them must have been very good people in a former life because they got to come back there. But they would end up following me home, like after I went to a dinner, you know, or got something to eat or coming back from the beach. If you had food, they would find you.
Yeah.
Don't have a chicken wing because, wow, because then they would just come and take
it. It's a fan favorite.
But I
so when you say follow you home, were they letting the cats like in the hotel?
So, well, it's sort of like everything's sort
it's
of
all
the resort laid out.
Open concept, right?
Kind of. And I was in my own like hut of a a thing.
Okay.
I wasn't like in a...
So
like
you weren't passing through a lobby to get
no.
to...
No.
Not like a hotel, but
no.
like a... Yeah. Okay.
So I made friends with one. I called at first Cleo because... He had eyes that were like Egyptian, sort of hieroglyphic-y, but then I realized it was a boy, but Cleo stuck. Anyway, so he would follow me back to the room. And one day, one of the people who worked at Sandals was like, are you going to take that one, you know, to your room with you? And I'm like, are we allowed to do that? And they're like, sure.
Oh.
So I did. And I cuddled with a cat for a couple days.
Uh-oh.
And then... I woke up on Sunday morning. I had to get up early, you know, get yourself ready, get to the bus, get to the airport, and I could smell something.
No.
And I couldn't see the cat. So the cat comes out from underneath the bed, and I let the cat out. And I'm trying to find where's the smell coming from.
Oh, my God.
So I go to pack my suitcase, and that cat had peed all over my clothes.
No.
And I think not once, but probably twice.
Oh.
No.
And it's on the day you're leaving, so you can't even get it washed before you had to... Oh.
No. And it was like the clothes I was going to wear. It was all my clothes.
No. Oh, my gosh.
Like, I was about to get on an airplane dressed as a Sandals employee because I was going to have to go to their gift store and buy
with a
sweats.
Name tag that says Kennedy.
Oh, you don't want your the carry-on smell like Cappy in the car.
I didn't carry on. I checked because I was gone for a week and I wasn't going to deal with all that drama. So for that, I'm grateful. But I was
what
worried.
Was that smell like in the room in the 90-degree heat of the Caribbean in August?
Well, you know, I had air conditioning, but it was terrible. It was terrible, and it was on everything.
Yeah.
And I'm trying, like, and then I'm starting to getting in my head, like, are the security dogs going to think something, or are they going to think I'm stealing a cat or trying to take one out of the country?
If you got pulled out of TSA because your luggage smelled
like pee, could you, because if anyone it's going to happen to, it would happen to me.
So what did you do?
There was nothing I could do. I mean, I took, you know,
you
like the laundry
bag. You packed up your pee luggage?
Yeah, like, you know, I took the, like, laundry bag that they, and I wrapped all the clothes that were smelly. I took some like perfumey smelly stuff and put it on some Kleenexes and just put it all around in my suitcase to try and mask the smell. And then as soon as I got home, I threw everything in the washing machine and it didn't even touch it. I had to wash it 3 times.
No.
Wow.
As somebody
those cats
who
are
had a
eating
cat,
good.
I know what that smells like. And my cat has peed on my bed before and the smell... You have
this
to
is,
wash it.
Yeah. This is cats eating nothing but high fat, lovely resort
they're,
food.
Yeah, they're not eating Meow Mix. It's nothing.
No Meow Mix around.
It's nothing but hotel chicken wings.
I got to tell you guys, it was not the ending of my vacation that I wanted, well, but.
It's a lesson,
did
Kennedy.
Did the actual suitcase smell too, or
just
the clothes?
Yes, it's been airing out for the past few days.
No.
Just trying to get it to. Yeah.
Well, there you go.
I would throw it out if I could, but it was a really expensive suitcase, and I don't want to.
How did you not burst into tears? I would
have
immediately.
Oh, I did.
I would have immediately.
But what can you do?
Yeah. It's just a lesson learned. Don't let strange men or cats into your hotel.
So, yeah. Cleo knew what he did was wrong. That's why he was like, hey, wake up so I can get out of here.
I'm going to be alone for the rest of my life, aren't I? I can't even have a cat.
Well, you're not going to be a cat lady, that's for sure.
I can't even get respect from a cat. Get me out of here, Dan. Get me out of here.
What is that?
I found a montage of cats just meowing.
Why did we do that?
I don't know, but it's you. It's you.
That was totally
good. Hold on, hold on.
Meow, 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 meow. Well, she hits every octave. Meow.
This one goes out to Cleo somewhere in Jamaica.
I hope you're enjoying a chicken wing underneath someone's bed right now.
Peeing on someone else's luggage from Idaho.
Go live your best life, Cleo. I hope when I come back, it's at Sandals South Coast and I get to eat chicken wings all day.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.